Welcome to Season 3 of the Directors Club podcast, exclusively for Child Care Center owners and directors. I'm Noelle Dentino, ex-corporate girl turned Child Care Center owner. Season 3 will help you organize the operations of your center. I'm here to share the journey of myself and other directors who have struggled with a variety of different things in their child care centers, and the solution has always boiled down to operations. Let's put your center operations on autopilot so you can find more time, you heard me right, to maintain, up-level, scale, or even take a step back from your child care center. Let's dig in. Hey there, it's Noelle from the Directors Club, and I want to share a story about something that happened to me way back in 2005 when I opened up my child care center, and I've come full circle now, and I wanted to share the story about it. When I first opened the center with my sister, I was so overwhelmed with all the things, all the things we have to do, from the money, the administration, and the people. And one night, I was trying to figure out enrollment, and a huge rookie mistake. I ended up starting looking at a budget at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I sat down and I was doing my budget at pickup time like crazy, right? From 4 to 6, it's like nuts in a child care center. And I was like, kept getting interrupted. And this teacher walked in at one point and she had Windex in one hand and toilet bowl cleaner in the other. And she said to me, "Noelle, what do I clean the toilet with?" True story. I told her Windex for a joke. She cleaned the bathroom with Windex, and I had to clean it at the end of the night. Fixed the problem with her, though. But that got me thinking, like, why can't I get anything done? And so that's when I implemented my success map that you probably know about. And if you don't, I hope that you join the free training coming up soon. Just in the links of this video, you'll find a link to the training. But I implemented my success map system. And it just gave me this time. And so one year, this was actually probably like 2016 timeframe, 17 timeframe, I said to myself, I'm going to learn more about money. I wanted to understand like cash flow and profit and loss statements and understand how to read the tax returns, what we could do to benefit ourselves for the tax returns legally, and just like overall cash flow efficiencies. And so I set on a plan for myself that every week I was going to learn something new. And if this had been me in 2005, it wouldn't even have happened. But I was able to every single week set aside a little bit of time while I was working at the center, and I wanted to figure out more money. So I was like, oh, should I take a college class? What should I do? And I got lucky enough to be on a Facebook Live with Marcus Lemos from CNBC, from Profit. And I was able to speak to him, which I was in shock. Like, I think I'm so close to the celebrity through Facebook Lives. And I told him my story. I said, I'm a small business owner. I want to know more about money and all the decisions I can make better. And he said to me, I said, should I go back to college? Is there like a book that I should read? And he said, Noelle, have you ever heard of YouTube? And I was like, yep, I have. It's the thing my daughter uses. And he said, get on YouTube and start searching small business finances, small business cash flow. I cannot tell you. I created a whole curriculum for myself and I learned cash flow. And one big, huge secret that I learned how to save money with my purchasing each month, because I'd been doing it all wrong. And it's something that I use and my members in my membership use. This is like awesome money tip. And it is giving me thousands of dollars of cash in the bank every year. So when we set up systems so that our center runs more efficiently, the teachers aren't interrupting all day, they feel supported, they feel like they can know how to make decisions, we are developing leaders in our child care center so we're not needed all day, things start moving forward. We start getting more time. We're not putting fires out. We are up-leveling ourselves. We are maintaining our center. We could be scaling, because when we did this, we ended up scaling our business at the time. So there's so many things you can do with finances. Are you at the end of your road in early ed and you want to retire? How do you figure out cash flow things? You need to have a system in place that your center can operate efficiently so that you can take some time during your workday, up-level yourself in whatever area you need to up-level, and then implement it. And when centers implement the success map, it works. Hey there, it's Noelle from the Directors Club. I'd love you to join me for 3 virtual working lunches to learn to set up my 5-step plan to effectively create a center operations system. This is so you can easily manage, up-level, scale, or step back from your childcare center. The list of things we need to do to operate our child care centers is enormous. I created a system 18 years ago that helped me manage my child care center and give me more time back. Wherever you are today and wherever you want to be tomorrow, the success map is the plan to maintain your child care center and be ready for the next step. Are you ready to be the next director I help? Click the link below, and I can't wait to help you with your success map.
Let's dig back into the story.
Wherever you are today, and wherever you want to be tomorrow, the success map works. It is one thing. The success map is the plan that will help you maintain your child care center and be ready for that next step. I want you to join me in my success map challenge. I want you to join me in the Child Care Center Operations Success Map Workshop. The links are below. It's 3 days, 3 working lunches. All you got to bring is a notebook and Facebook Live access, and you are all set. I cannot wait to help you be the next center that I help with this. Have an awesome day, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you know another child care center director who might benefit from listening, please share the link to my podcast. I love connecting with directors and sharing business tips to make their lives easier. The show notes below have all the links from the podcast and my social media connections. I'd love you to tell me how I'm doing by rating the show or leaving a comment. Hope you have a great day, and I'll be cheering you on.